Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from beatsideblog.com and the Banta Blenda. And joining me, as always, is the wonderful and handsome and Fairfax Avenue's most eligible bachelor, Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and Rose Brooks Bachelor Podcast. What's up?
Well, what a prince. What a prince you are, my little mandulkies.
Oh, I am so excited to talk about Below Deck Mediterranean because I am loving this show. It's like one of my favorite things on Bravo right now. And I'm also loving all the love that the cast has been showing this podcast. I mean, we had drinks with Hannah last week, which was fabulous. So much fun. I wish we could have had more hours with her. But we also have been getting so much love on Twitter and social media from the entire rest of the gang. Captain Sandy, Chef Adam, Lauren, Bugsy, Maxard following us. It's really so cool.
Yeah, I wish we could have met Sandy last week. She was in town too, but our schedules just didn't come up. So yeah. we will get you, Miss Sandy. Don't you worry.
We will. We'll put up a big plate of Branzino and then take a nap afterwards.
I'm into it. This show is so funny, and it keeps getting like more stuff happens than I think is going to happen.
Yeah. It's true. Should we just get right into it? Should we dive into our yacht experience?
You know what? I would love that.
Me too. So this week's episode picks up where the previous one left off, which is that they're all going out in Croatia, enjoying a night off now that the Novotnys have... By the way, even the Novotnys have shown us love. Gosh, Kenny Novotny, thanks. But the Novotnys are now gone and...
I've known a lot of Kennys in my life.
A lot of Kennys. They all die every week. It's so strange. But, a little South Park reference. So Adam is sulking because he got reprimanded for that whole onion fiasco and he went back to the boat. And that's when everyone's like, fucking Adam almost like ruined our tip. And Malia's like, hey guys, a team member's having a really bad night. So maybe we'll just like lay off him for a second. Okay.
I love that they're having an argument in split Croatia. It's just the titling is always so good.
Hey team, guys, one of my penises is upset, so can we like get it together? Okay, I stuck up for Adam. Bye. Everyone tell him that I did that. Okay, bye. I'm not getting rid of my side of spinach with my breakfast. You hear me, you motherfuckers?
I have flirted with him for 3 weeks to get that spinach in my omelet. I am not giving it up now.
I got a frozen chocolate mousse. If you stand in the way of this, I'll blow up this entire boat.
I'm not going back to Marie Callender's, okay? I'm not.
I have five brothers.
So she goes back to the yacht, and Adam's like, hey, you came all the way back here just for me? She's like, yeah, just wanted to check in on you. He's like, aw, give me a hug. I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Come here, put your boobs up against mine. Tighter. I've just been sitting here under the fluorescent lighting with cameras in front of me, wondering if anyone was going to come back.
You're going to get some baby spinach tomorrow, not the frozen kind.
Gross. And then back at the bar, Bobby's like, I'm sorry, but if I didn't cook, I was here to cook. And Hannah's like, you know what? He doesn't understand. You're replaceable. So replaceable.
And I like that Max, he's going, I And then everyone's like, huh? And Bugsy's like, what is he on about with Mix?
Well, there you are. What's he on about?
What's he on about up there? What's Max talking about? Has anyone understood a single word that Max has said all season long? I didn't even know he's on this boat.
So Malia leaves all mad, and Bugs goes,
whoa, that's a bold statement Malia's making.
And Wes goes, yeah, I don't even want to know ya. And Bobby's like, what a buzzkill. So later, you're saying Max's long speech about Malia. Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah,
like, I think. Well, here's what Malia's like with it. She's got an arch, and she pulls the arch back, and she lets it go, and an arrow goes.
Like, why? Bugsy's like, why is he pulling back a fucking bow and arrow? What is he even talking about? Is he a pirate?
No one knows what Max is up to at any given time, you know? He thinks he's working at FAO Schwartz. So Hannah is then now talking to Lauren and basically recruiting Lauren to her side. And she's like, you know what? I'm getting rather sick of Bugsy sticking up for Adam. You know, I've got rank. And she's diminishing my rank. And she's not sticking up for me. She doesn't have my back. You know, and that's the thing with Bugsy. I don't like it anymore. You know, I had a back when her grands died. You know? And Lauren's like, yeah, totally. Thank you so much.
I had her back.
What does that even mean? What did you save her from after her grandma died?
Because like, you hugged
the girl, okay? You don't get a fucking Oscar award, Hannah. But I do love Hannah's manipulation here of Lauren because, as we said last week, she's doing the same thing with Lauren that the chef is doing with Bugs.
Yeah.
Just trying to use them as a weapon against other people.
Yeah, it's great. I love
it. And Hannah knows how to do it. You know, she's like, I'm a cool chick. You want to smoke with me over here alone? She's like, smoking alone with you? I love you. All right. Like, well, I love you too.
Now, let's talk about Bugs. And by the way, before we go any further, if you agree with me with everything, you can get a gold star in your ironing room, okay? A gold star while I iron? Wow.
Lauren. We're having a problem. There's a gold star that's been ironed into my shirt and can't get it out. You fucking idiot. God damn it.
Lauren, when I gave you that gold star, it's for you to put onto your shirt, not to iron onto Captain Sandy's shirt. Oh, I thought it was a decal. No, I said I want you to be a decoy next time Bugs comes in the room. Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
I just wanted to prove myself.
Next time, dear, next time.
I was born in the hospitality industry. So then we have
that's
Adam.
That's just what they call blowjobs in a sorority. So Adam also, I have to say, Hannah's made it very clear that the reason she's mad at Bugsy is because after Adam said that thing, Bugsy didn't argue with him or come to her and say,
oh, hello, Hannah. When he said that thing about me being the chief stew, I didn't want to be the chief stew. I hope it didn't hurt your feelings.
I like that she opens up the conversation so formally. Oh, hello, Hannah.
Like to announce Bugsy! Miss
Bugsy for Manga! So, Adam and Malia are now, like, kissing over by the hot tub. They're not in the hot tub, they're just kissing by, and then there's some fireworks that go off. And, I don't know, Adam's just being like, ugh. He says to Malia, hey, those are the eyes I've been missing. Ugh. And then at one point they start, like, sort of smooching down the galley, and the rest of the gang comes back from out in the bars.
Well, why does she make him a Cosmo? I mean, you're trying not to lead anybody on, but you're making him the Sex and the City drink.
Adam makes the Cosmo because
that's
girls
the last
like
time
Cosmos.
Adam was sexual with a woman when that show was still popular. Yeah. He's like, Cosmos, that'll get her. And but, she goes, does this have any onions in it?
Yeah, oh, that's right. He he's laugh. Like, you. And so then they're like sort of making out, and then like Wes walks by the galley, and then Adam's like, so you wanna go after him or something like that, and they're like and I just love Wes is like, whatever, you got the dick. I got Ken Todd, if you will.
So Hannah and Lauren, Adam and Malia, people come back. Bugsy tells Max,
you better clear that bar.
And he's like, oh, you got me.
He's trying to get a drink.
And I like that Wes and Bobby are commiserating over their lack of Malia. And Bobby's like, listen, Wes, just let the chef have her. And Wes is like, but he's the most disgusting out of all of us.
And Bobby, I love that this is a huge mystery now. Boys do not lose well, okay? Bobby goes, huh,
Looks like she played all of us.
Did she, Bobby? Did she? Did she now? Did she red rock you? Did she make you believe that she really loved you, Bobby?
He's like, oh, yeah, she played us.
And Wes is like, she did. Well, she played me. And I like that he specified that. He's like, you were never in this, Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like, her politely demurring by you is not her playing you. It's just her trying to make a situation less awkward while you preen.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for Wes because, I mean, here, this is the guy that just hurt the tip.
I'm like, you're going to hurt your own tip if you keep playing with it so much. Stop. Just sit down, Bob. Stop thinking about the girls.
I mean, I do feel bad for Wes because he's like the nice guy who always loses girls to the Adams of the world. But, you know, he'll meet someone who appreciates him sometime, but it's not going to be Malia.
Again, I cannot feel sorry for someone when they just like her because she's the youngest and prettiest. And he doesn't know shit about her. And again, he saw Adam going for it too at the very beginning. It's just stupid. It's a stupid competition. Like, why is no one trying to fuck Hannah or Bugsy?
Well, I agree that he just needs to drop it and move on to something else. So so Bugsy then, she's like, she's talking to Hannah and like they're sort of like in their bunk rooms and Hannah's walking by and Bugsy's like, oh, I miss my girls tonight. I was sort of hanging out, stuck with all the boys, sort of missed the girls. And Hannah, which is her passive aggressive way of being like, why weren't you hanging out with me? And Hannah's like, yeah, it's just, you know, everything's a little just confusing with everything going on. You know, it's just, you know, things and stuff. And Bugsy's like, yeah. And then Hannah walks away. It was like just this very passive aggressive.
All right, good night now. Good night. Have a good night now. She's like, all right, good night.
I love a passive-aggressive encounter where no one's actually saying anything, but the lack of words says everything.
She's like, well, soon enough, Lauren should be in here to let you know who's who and what's what. All right, slut. I'm just making Hannah a poet now.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Bobby's like still in his room, still being like, oh, I didn't get Malia. Ugh. And Lauren's like, listen, Bobby, you deserve better, Bobby. I'm like, why are you being so nice to him? He was the one who's being so obnoxious you all season. She's so eager to please.
Or it was Max goes, I think it's time to get back on Lauren instead. So funny. Bobby's like, I'm sleeping under this giant phone just in case Malia calls.
I'll have my little face that comes out of my big face answer it.
So next day, Captain and Adam. She's like, so Adam, how's it going? You doing okay? Feeling crazy? Want to skin a cat today? Are you in the mood to do your work? How's that?
How about you wear your off-charter pants today instead of those nasty-ass Gap shorts you got going on there?
Yeah, I take it you had a good night's sleep. Hope you didn't have any nightmares about murdering innocent women in the woods. You feeling okay there, Adam?
Listen, I want you to be well-rested, but I want your pants to be crisp and awake, okay? So let's get out of these shorts, all right?
Uniforms never rest, okay? You understand what I'm trying to say? He's like, I think so. I'm on it, Captain. All right, well, you know where I am.
You know,
up
I'm so conflicted.
Figuring out the next dangling chain I'm going to use to get Wes in shape, that motherfucker. God damn it.
I'm so confused with all these social movements going on because, you know, it's always good to get a good nap, but everyone says you got to be woke. I just don't know what to do these days.
So next day, okay. Yep. Malia's having toast. I don't know why I needed to write that down.
Bugsy is now talking to Wes about Hannah, how things are weird. She's like, it's a little weird now with Hannah. And he's like, yeah, you know, I think you just have to have a talk and hash it out. Oh, hash it out, all right.
So Hannah's acting a bit on.
What's she getting on with, Hannah?
By the way, I'm sorry I keep turning Bugsy from Daisy to Miss Patmore back to Daisy again. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm doing at this
She's
point.
Just whatever comes out, you know.
But like, Wes is honest with her.
Yeah.
He's like, well, she feels a bit threatened, I think. She goes, well, I never said it. I might be thinking it, but I never said it. Daisy!
Daisy, you're taking my job away!
And Wes says, well, I think you should have a chat. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah, she's like, thanks, bro.
Why don't they just do it? I think they're cute.
They are. They would be really cute. Wes and Bugsy. Wugsy.
I would love that.
Wugsy!
She could be like, nah, Wes, you remember the rules. And he's like, I'm about to break them. Oh, he closed the door before the wind stopped blowing and blew. It's like the dumbest rules ever.
You didn't put your keys in the bowl, Wes.
I'm a rebel.
Let's do it.
I'm the beaner. So next, now it's time for the charter meeting. The next charter guest is a guy named Jason Ziegler. And we hear he's one of Dallas's most eligible bachelors, but clearly not the most eligible, because then he would have been on the show, Dallas's Most Eligible, or whatever, Most Eligible Dallas. Oh, God,
that wreck.
Yeah. So Hannah looks at the photo and is like, look at this douchebag. I think I don't like him at all. He's going to be one of the worst people I've ever seen in my life. I definitely will not want to hook up with him. That's for sure.
I can tell you right now, Captain, whatever his preferences are in his sheet, if it's my vagina, he will not be in it. Mark it down.
Oh, look, Captain, he did put my vagina on there. Oh, well, I guess there's nothing you can do. Gotta please the guests.
Not into it. Can I borrow some lipstick?
So, and then his group, they want to have, for the last night, a white party with a 7-course dinner where each dish is a different color. So that should be a challenge. You know, that's going to be Adam's challenge. He has
people
to
come up with such
right.
stupid things. And they also want a Cuban-inspired beach party.
I don't understand why you want to have a white party, but then you want the dishes to be all about colors. Isn't a white party supposed to be that? It's just nothing but white.
And there's always some fat slob like me who's going to be wearing that shit all over his clothes later. Can I wear patterns during the color party, please?
Yeah, is there anything more suspenseful than eating bright-colored food during a white party?
And then the captain's like, uh-oh, colors. Adam, you okay with that? Colors, Adam. Are you okay with colors? He's like, yeah, I'm great. This is going to be great. Don't make me become Captain Crunch, because I'll do it. It's going to take lot of milk to soften me up again once I go into Crunch territory.
What is Captain Crunch anyway? Does anyone ever really know what it is? I've eaten bowls of it because I'm a captain, and you gotta eat things that are crunchy when you're a captain. But I don't actually know what Captain Crunch is. Is it corn?
What does he even sail on, that captain? What's he the captain of? Crunch? Yeah. You know, last time I had Captain Crunch, I had it, and then I started sailing. Oh, I was on Captain Crunch while I'm sailing. I get it!
I'd like to know the last time Captain Crunch made an anchor sanctuary. That's what I'd like to know. Let's see him do this. Let's see him untangle an anchor. Okay, Captain Crunch?
After a fun, sugary breakfast, who's really driving this boat? Captain Sandy or Captain Crunch? It's all in the way you look at it, really.
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you one thing. I'd like to go take that Captain Crunch out for a dinner of Branzino. We can enjoy a little cocktail and talk about motoring boats around. Ah, that banana.
So Bugsy and Hannah. Bugsy's like,
hello, Hannah. It's me, Bugsy, your second stew.
You may remember me from such events such as dinner time when I did better than you, and the other dinner time when I also did better than you. Can we talk?
Hello, Hannah. It's me, Bugsy, otherwise known as the person who knows how to crisply fold a napkin. Would you like to have a discussion?
All right, you little
bugs, you little bug, Z. So, she's like, now listen, I just want you to know that, you know, I support you through and through. I mean, at least that's what I say. I might be thinking something else if you know what I'm saying. Oh, I guess I just said that, so you do know what I'm saying. Oh, weird.
I'd like to say that I support you like a very heavy brassiere on a huge pair of floppy boobs that can't keep themselves straight for the life of day. Don't know anything about form and a general sloppy mess.
I want you to know, even though my name is Bugsy, I'm not any sort of gangster, but I will kill it in the cleaning department, so I'm there for you.
Oh my gosh. So she's like, Hannah, I like that Hannah's like, look, you know, I don't like that you guys are getting along so well. And I guess it's easier for you because, you know, he spent the whole charter going after me. And Bugs is like, I know what he said was unprofessional, but I'm here to be a second. But last night I felt excluded. And she's like, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why.
And Hannah's like, well, it's easier to bitch with Lauren because she's also abused by Adam, you know?
It's like going to an AA meeting on purpose with someone who never had a drug or alcohol problem. You know what I mean? No!
Poor Bugsy's like, how dare you, ma'am?
Bugsy's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you were saying. I was busy cleaning and doing responsible things, as our second stew should do. Oh, was I trying? Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to shame you with that.
And then she's saying, oh, was Hannah the one who said, I mean, if he was treating Bugsy like that, it would be girl code. Actually,
Well, Hannah says that she
don't you remember that he was treating her like that, and she did come to you, and you didn't have girl code. You were like, toughen up, bitch.
You're right. That actually did happen at the beginning of the season where Bugsy is like, thanks for not having my back. But basically right now Hannah says that she doesn't think that Bugsy has her back, and Bugsy feels that Hannah's insecure. So, great. It's kind of a typical female relationship, right? So, so now Adam and Hannah have a chat, because Adam's like, I just want to apologize. I'm sorry if I called you something I didn't mean. I was like, great. There's a lot of conviction behind that there, buddy.
And which part?
Yeah.
There were a lot of things. Was it slut, bitch, the horrors you muttered under your breath, I'm sure 20,000 times? Which part of that?
Yeah.
But, you know, good for him. He does know how to apologize. I love an apology.
He did a pretty good job.
And Hannah even looked at him like, well, all right. Because it did, you know, the thing that was worse is you saying in front of my second Steve that I should be second because it diminishes my career. And he's like, okay. His eyes are like popping out of his head in bloodshot. He's like, I said I'm sorry. And that's what I meant when I said I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's like, I genuinely feel bad, but let me give you a spoiler alert. Some lucky lady whose name rhymes with banana is going to get a extra spinach in her omelet tomorrow, if you know what I'm saying. All right,
Malia's
sounds good.
Like, after all I did for you!
He's like, no, Malia, you're getting spinach and mushrooms.
All right, that's just bad girl code right there.
All right, Bugsy, you get spinach and onions, yes!
All right, crew. Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you. It's Sandy. Crew, is this thing on? We hear you. Crew. All right, crew, come up here in all whites. And this time I don't mean your sheets. Get it? Is this thing on? We're laughing.
Like,
all
Sandy,
right,
did you
up
just,
here.
Did you just make a KKK joke? Because that's really inappropriate.
You know, that's what I wrote, too. I wrote, get down into our whites. Just leave the hoods upstairs. And I was like, no.
I didn't
this show's already too white.
This is network. So then it's time for the Chargers to come. And guess what? Jason Ziegler is hot. Super hot.
He looks like a normal person.
Don't I
he works
that.
Out a lot.
No, he was hot. He looked almost like a tall Jewish Kurt, what's his face? You know the football player? No, you don't. The quarterback. You know, from Arizona Cardinals and St. Louis Rams, Kurt.
Are you trying to lose me?
Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner.
Yeah, still don't know. Although I do love Carsey Warner, who produced Roseanne and Designing Women. Or Murphy Brown and Designing Women. Damn it, the show's going to kill me.
So, anyway, don't try to deflect off of my football reference with a sitcom reference, because you know I'm going to go down that path. So, either way, this hot guy comes on board, and everyone's like, oh. And, like, you know, Hannah's like, he is much hotter than his photo. I'm really enjoying this right now. Then she gives him, like, this very enthusiastic tour of the yacht, you know.
She's like, here's where you'll bench press me. Here's where
I don't even know anymore. Like, that's literally how little I work out. That's all I've got. Bench press.
Here's where you can pull. You can use me as a pull-up bar. Here's where you can just have sex with me. That's a workout position, right? So,
here's the blowjob room. That's after Pilates, right?
Here's Danwood Hannah for the yoga. No.
Danwood Bugs.
So,
because she's calling Bugs the dog. Get it, guys? Let me see here. He's side-eyeing her, too, the whole time. So then we see Lauren and Bugsy working. You know, Lauren's like, I'm ironing! And Bugsy's like, oh, how are you? She goes, that guy's hot, right? She's like, well, I don't know, because I don't see those sorts of things. I see. Is that man happy with my service?
I see responsibility.
If that man was hot, I'd get a piece of paper and fold it up into a fan and go and fan him.
You know what I see? I see me, a second stew, acting like a first stew, while the first stew acts like a floozy. That's what I see.
So Hannah is so jumping on this.
Yes.
And so, all the girls, he's also brought a whole boatload of like leathery bimbos that are never really explained, right?
I didn't actually think they were like that leathery. I thought they were, they weren't really explained. They were just a bunch of ladies. And they're all there, and Hannah's trying to figure out if any of them are with this Jason feller. And of course, all the editing makes this guy just seem like the most prince charmingest of the charmingest charm princes. And, you know, he's giving all these nice toasts, like saying things like, "You can buy nice things, but you can't create memories like this very easily. Am I right, everyone?" There we go.
Like, wow, that was so good.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I'm like, you know that you actually can buy experiences, right?
You've actually bought one. You're on a yacht on TV.
You've literally purchased an experience.
Yeah.
Right now.
You can't buy class, though. That's the one thing. So,
Malia, Wes, Malia, Wes, we hear you!
Yeah.
Malia, could you come to the bridge?
Yes. So, Malia's big day.
I've got a surprise. Have you ever thought, I'm going to kill someone instantly today? Now you can! I'm letting you control the entire boat. Ready to unpark?
I was like, oh, no.
She's like, let's recreate Speed 2, okay? Head to the land.
All right, we all agree Keanu's dead, right? Okay. All right, then we're on the same page. Malia, you're going to unpark, okay? That's what you wanted, right? And she's like, oh, I have five brothers, and all I want to do is outrank my military brothers. You're not in the army. Like, I don't think it's the same thing.
She's like, actually,
I got a purple sweetheart. Not the same thing.
She's like, actually, I just wanted a little bit more spinach, but I guess I'll move the yacht.
Sure, I'm down.
So she starts like barking out orders, and half of them are incorrect. And Max is all confused, as he always is. Every episode, Max is like, "Oh, I thought I was supposed to put my light arm up, and not my right arm. I mean, I can't hear, so I don't know what's going on right now. And where's in London?"
Meanwhile, she's like, "All right, here's what you need to do: get the ass line. I mean, the bow line. I mean, the starboard. I mean, rope. Just get the rope." And he's like, "What?" And she goes, "Why is he confused?" And he goes, "I was waiting for someone to tell me what to do." And the captain was like, "What part of starboard bow ass line didn't you understand, Max?" Sorry, Captain.
And I love Malia. She goes, "I like that Captain Sandy puts you in a position where you could fail." I'm like, great. That's what every charter guest wants to hear from their crew.
Captain Sandy does do that. Now, in a way, that is really good leadership because, you know, she's like mother henning them and actually teaching them things. On the other, you might want to explain it first.
Well, I guess I'm sorry to interrupt this hot tub orgy, but we may have hit an iceberg because I put Bobby in charge of the steering wheel for 3 hours. So we're going to be sinking now, and we have to get onto our lifeboat. So, like, an iceberg? Why are we close to an iceberg? Well, like I said, we've been traveling for a few hours, and we may have gone to the Arctic Circle by accident. I thought we were going to the Adriatic Sea. We're going to the Arctic Sea.
To give this here yacht a chance to make it through the iceberg. I said, "You want to try it, boat?" And it said, "I'll do it." We're all going to die, but at least Bobby's going to die smarter.
You want a blanket? Guys. You want a blanket? It's getting a little cold up here in the Arctic.
Yeah, everyone might want to go down for a nap. You're going to need it to die. So...
So then Malia does something. She's like, "Okay, I'm just gonna push this crank or whatever." And then Sandy's like, "Not yet." And then it comes to like, commercial. And when it comes back, Sandy's like, "No, not yet. You gotta do this one instead." It's like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "That you commercial break for that."
And then she goes, "Oh, good on parking, Malia." She goes, "Yeah, nailed it." So upstairs, Hannah's like, "This is what we call champagne." And Dallas is like, "Yeah." He's like, "You know what? Why don't I serve myself so that I don't want to put you out, you know? Poor little innocent little flower. I don't want my little flower lifting things." And she's like, "That's my name. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve you." And one of the girls is like, "What's that girl's name? She's cute. Yeah, that girl's really cute. Yeah. Hey, what's that one's name?" And then they show Bobby pulling up a rope.
Yeah.
And one girl goes, "Oh, my God. He could give me a manicure." Poor Bobby. It's like, first, he can't get Malia. Then everyone's just assuming he's gay because he works out so much. So good.
Well, I think when she said the manicure, it meant that she meant like, I'm going to be scratching my nails down his back in hard sex. Is that possibly what she meant?
I hope not, because that's basically just evidence in a rape case. Like, I watch Law and Order. I don't know who would call that a manicure.
Or it's someone living out the Alanis dream. That's what I say. So,
Okay. I just assumed they thought he was gay because he worked at it first, but then later were like, you're straight? Yeah, take a ride on mama.
I actually didn't hear the manicure comment. I'm just conjecturing, because it doesn't make sense, because she was into Bobby, and I don't think that she ever thought he was gay.
Well,
one of the mysteries of the sea.
Everybody, there you go. There you have it.
Anyway, so they're doing the stern tie again, which is that thing where they put two chains out on rocks, and they're gonna make a sanctuary. It's like what Sandy's been trying to do. This is like her great, like, what was it, the white whale? She has been trying to get this right all season long. So they're gonna be doing.
And we all remember what happened at the end of that, right?
Uh huh.
Moby Dick doesn't end well. Do not chase the white whale, okay?
Do not. And then, down in the galley, Adam is chopping onions, and he's like, oh, it's so good to be chopping onions again. And Tandy's like, don't joke about the onions, Adam. It's not a funny thing.
Onions, not hilarious. Okay? Let's keep that to ourselves, buddy. He's like,
the reason why they make you cry, because they're not funny.
I love the chain trauma. I was just laughing so hard. And then they're going up to the big cliffs.
Yeah.
And one of the girls goes, look at those cliffs. You don't have that in Oklahoma. But that is where Wizard of Oz started. Maybe we should tell Bobby we're friends of Dorothy.
Stupid.
So the captain's like, well, there would be red flags if they weren't improving, but they are improving. We haven't crashed into anything. We still have an anchor. All right, guys. Hey, everybody. Crew. Pat, take your hand, put it on your shoulder, and just start patting. Good job, guys.
Hey, everyone. I want you all to start clapping, and then move your hand up and around to 12 o'clock, and now to 3 o'clock, and now to 6 o'clock, and now to 9 o'clock. Guess what? You just got a round of applause.
And you're also better versed in how time works. My job here and now is done.
I want you to know you've gotten a round of applause, and now Max can tell time. At last. So, the ladies are all eyeing Bobby. They want him. Wes and Malia are, like, flirty, wrestling in the kitchen. They're
and
setting
Adam's
up.
Like, and it's then all Marge Simpsoning it.
Exactly.
Hannah and Dallas. So Hannah's serving everybody something, and she goes up to Dallas, and she's like, well, you know, we're going to have a dinner party and a Cuba party. Does that work for you? And he's like, yeah.
Don't turn her into Jennifer Tilly.
Well, she was when she was talking to him. Like, you're whispering. She's like,
guess what we're going to do later? A
charmed,
Cuba party.
Charmed.
Charmed. I need bigger scenes. How come the therapist don't have a monologue?
It don't make sense.
I need a bigger role.
It's called ad-libbing. So they're setting up. They're having this Cuban party on the beach, etc. And I just want to mark, we're halfway through the show, and Jason has still not taken off his shirt, which is totally inappropriate, not fair, don't approve. But Hannah goes out of her way to tell us that, she's telling someone, but I think it was telling us, that she would never hook up with a guest, you know, but if anyone would tempt me, it'd be this guy, all right?
Mm-hmm. I was watching this, oddly, anyway, I was taking notes on two things at once, and I got some of my notes confused in my other recap, so when we get to Party I Missed, Shady Handheld Work, here's Dallas asking her for a drink. Bugsy gets mad and says it's completely unacceptable. Will you tell me? Because I'll have to go back to the top of the page to read them. So,
well,
in other words,
I can't tell. Sounds like those are like lots of things that happen, but at different parts. So I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know
no.
if you were having scrolling issues and you typed
okay.
a note early. But basically,
yeah, that's what I did. Okay, you go. You
the
go.
Next part is that they're on the beach. They've set up this Cuban thing. And like, you know, Hannah and Jason are just meant for each other, because Hannah's like, you know what I think would be a great idea? Would be if we did shots of spiced rum. So she pours shots, and as she's like bringing them over, Jason comes over. He's like, oh my God. I was totally going to say we should do shots. And I was coming over to say we should do shots, but you're here with shots. She's like, I know. we're just perfect. This is like a meet cute, except we've already met and we're already cute. If you know what I'm saying, have a short.
Have a short at me.
Yeah.
Have a short at me. I like when they were, I like when they showed him, he's like, yeah, I'm smoking a cigar. Yeah. And she's a smoker, you know? And it's really lovely when people who both smoke find love.
Yeah.
It, like, takes out that whole awkward step.
It's what that Rihanna song is about. We found love in a hopeless place. And a
and then she
lounge.
Burned up in a bed, so there you go. Like, don't listen to Rihanna.
So, meanwhile, there's this... We're introduced
Thanks
to some...
Thanks for killing the romance, Ben.
I have to always. Because this is a boat, damn it, and we have to stay professional, okay? So Max, speaking of romance, Max is in his room, and they're like, let's give Max a storyline for once. So he's like... Oh, my girl, she come visit on Tuesday. Same, talking to my girl.
Talking to my bird.
Yeah.
When can you come, Sam? She's like, I don't know what you're saying, but...
So basically it's the same
storyline
as Kyle. Did you
just do
Morse
code? Just tap on the speaker, dude. I can't understand.
Well, you can't come out on Tuesday, man.
Just keep tapping, darling.
Darling, I can't tell. Is this my boyfriend or is a moose prank calling me again?
It would be just better... It'd be better than Monday if you could come. She's like, I don't know what you meant, but maybe I'll see you soon. That's all I needed. So then it cuts to Hannah, who's fixing her boobs and putting lipstick on for this guy.
Yeah.
So funny. I haven't seen Hannah like this before.
Yeah. It's. I feel like maybe one time last season she was all, you know, horned up for something. But it's nighttime now. And now, you know, Max is telling Bobby... That he's hanging out with Bobby and Malia. He's saying that like his girlfriend's coming. He's like, so how about you two get together and we can have a big double date? And they're like, you know, Bobby's like, great idea. But Malia's like,
begging.
He's like the dog from the begging strips commercial.
So then all the ladies, I actually was loving the ladies on this charter because you could tell they were drunk and having a great time. They're just getting up in everyone's business. They're like going into the galley, pestering Adam.
Yeah, they didn't get the tour up downstairs because they've all decided that they're going to fuck Bobby, okay?
Yeah, so this one girl wants Bobby. Gina, because she's the single one, and they're like, hi, Bobby. She's like, he can tie me up any day, you know?
Like, I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
You should see what I did to the anchors last week.
Yeah.
They're like, don't get it.
But here's the thing, though. I thought that cougar was totally hot, and I'm like, Bobby, you should, you know, like, that is a good option for you. Why not enjoy some cougar action?
Bobby not only doesn't have privacy, he's also sleeping under the phone. Like, there's no way to win. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. How's he going to get away with that?
So, then it's dinner time.
Bobby! And also, you're not supposed to do that. But, dinner.
Now it's dinner time.
Oh, I thought they were going downstairs now.
Not yet. Not quite yet. But it's dinner time now. And they are eating all this food. And then I wrote down a note here, which felt very important for me at the time. It's probably less important now. But when I was looking at this guy, he was reminding me of Bill Rancic? You know, Bill Rancic? Is it Rancic or Rancic?
Oh, gross. From Apprentice?
But I was like, I feel like this guy is like fulfilling the hot promise that Bill never delivered. Like, I always felt like Bill Rancic should have been like, hotter than he was, but he never really was. But this guy's giving me like a hot version of Bill Rancic, so I appreciate that.
I mean, to make this guy even more boring, you compared him to Bill Rancic.
Like, I know. I should have stuck with
Kurt
Warner.
Let the guy win.
I just couldn't leave him being, you know, compared to Kurt Warner. I needed to. So then after dinner,
Bobby going, God, I just can't believe like Malia. I can't get Malia to pay attention to me for 2 seconds, but now I have all these cougars after me. What's up?
They understand leagues. Okay, that's what's up. So yes. Dinner. This beef is fascinating.
I didn't hear that.
Someone said this beef is fascinating. And then the nerdy guy with the faux hawk, who at first I liked, but then I hated later. But he's like, I can't wait to see what they do with the different colors.
Right. So, well, wow. That's at the color dinner. This is at the Cuban dinner. And so so then after dinner, this is when all the guests are now getting really drunk, and Hannah's having like flirting with them, and they keep showing everyone else working except for Hannah as she's like pouring drinks and mixing up with the guests, and they're all having fun.
Would you like me to make you a Cosmo, Dallas? I'm like, oh, God. Everyone just drop Sex in the City, okay? It's over. And if that shit still makes you horny, just Google Sarah Jessica Parker. Make it stop.
Well, at least it wasn't an espresso martini. So now the guests are like, we want to go to the guest quarters. And so the Cougars go downstairs. They find Bobby. And they're like, oh, we keep stalking you. How hilarious.
This is like Downton Abbey. Gonna help you with something, girls.
Like, no bugs.
Yeah, like bugs kill.
I love when they said this is like Downton Abbey.
I know.
It's a tiny, tiny kitchen on a boat.
Yeah.
Did you even watch that show?
It's also a quiet reminder that they are the upstairs of the upstairs-downstairs relationship. Oh my God, how cute. You guys are like our servants. How funny. Where's O'Brien?
Yeah, you're not upstairs when you can have someone rent a boat for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you people not understand class? Mm-hmm. I love that guy on Downton Abbey, the butler.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you insist, ma'am.
Bates. No, not Bates. It is Bates. No, Bates is the valet. Ugh, I hate Bates. Whatever guy is, the butler. I forget his name.
I love the butler, ma'am.
I have to look it up because I know people are going to get mad. They're going to be like, no, they're going to be banging their
steering
wheel.
I think it was Bates.
No, Bates was Bates and Anna. Remember, everything was always like, Mr. Bates may have killed someone again.
And he's like, I might have murdered my wife and I might not have. I'm not going to really tell you because then it would...
But did you do it, Bates?
That was, I think, when I stopped watching that, actually.
Well, I mean, Bates always had the worst storylines. He's like, I can't walk. Well, guess what? We're going to give you a special surgery. It's like, I can walk now, but I may have killed someone. Oh, no! But I didn't
kill...
That
maid in love with him, Anna, right? What was her name? The maid who was in love with him was so desperate. I was like, really?
She's
like, I like him because he smiled at me one time. I'm like, dude, get some standards. Then he limps. Then he murders somebody, and she just gets more and more turned
on. And then there's
off.
Like another murder situation. It's like, okay. Anna should have gotten an Emmy. I don't think she did, but the season when...
Anna should have gotten some self-respect.
Well, you know.
Man.
I was like...
I like that you got stopped in
your office. Well, no. The reason why I got stopped is because what I was going to say she should have gotten the Emmy for, based on what you just said, would have made what I said... It just would have sounded all terrible.
Oh,
so I stopped it. No, I stopped it because it would have... I'm not going to explain why it would have sounded bad. It just would have sounded bad. And I'm like, you know what?
Thank you.
Not going to go down this path.
I'm sorry, everything with my interrupting. Lesson
I'm sure that's
learned.
What everyone wants to hear my grand theories about why she deserved an Emmy. Okay, so it's all ruined now. Anyway, I'll tell you what's really ruined. Jason's cell phone. Because it's hot tub time. He finally took off his shirt. He gets in the hot tub and guess what? His phone was in his back pocket, and it totally got ruined. And he, such a gentleman, didn't even want to bother Hannah with having it put in rice. He's also that rich that he's like, well, whatever, I'll get another one when I get offshore. I'm like, I'd be putting that shit in rice right away.
Yeah, he's like, I have a drone bringing me one. We'll be fine. So Dallas, blah, blah, blah.
And Bugsy is dumbfounded. Okay. Bugsy's like, oh, never heard of a chief stew who flirts with a charter geist.
Okay, thank you. That was my cue line to go back up in my notes.
I've never heard of this. It's completely acceptable.
I'm like, I just sort of assume everyone has to flirt when you're... I think if you are cooped up on a boat, you should flirt with whoever you want. But you got to do it in a cool way. You can't be like Danny from last season. You got to like...
Oh, Danny was... Yeah. Danny, if he just was subtle, he would have been okay. I mean, Hannah's not being that subtle either, but at least she's like... All right, let's go to the side deck. No one's watching, you know, even though we're mic'd and on camera. Like, she's being semi-tricky. Yeah. But I like that Hannah also puts out there exactly what she's looking for without being too much. So he goes, so, Dallas, this guy's fascinating, by the way, Dallas. Mm-hmm. He's like, so, how long you been doing this? And she's like, well, it's been 7 years, but it might be time for a different ride. Which is both saying, I'm going to ride your dick, and also, I'll let you take care of me. I don't need to do this.
Yeah, I'll marry you. I'll move to Texas or Oklahoma, or wherever you're Texas, Dallas. She's like, I'll give up a life of luxury to live in your town. But
cut to Bugsy going, I'm just
dumbfounded by this.
You know, the thing is this. Here's the difference between Hannah and Danny. If we're going to talk about, like, you know, unprofessional behavior. Both unprofessional, I would say, in terms of, like, the flirting, I suppose. But the difference is Danny is low ranking, and he didn't know what he was doing, and he was the newbie, and he wasn't doing his job, and he was also truly falling in love. He was, like, he felt like he had forged a connection with this tilted kilt girl, also a problem, and he was, like, making out with her when he needed to be working. You haven't earned those ranks. If you've made your way to the top, you're allowed to sometimes maybe be a little unprofessional like that. You know, if you're doing your job, if you're being responsible, and, you know, like, maybe there's a dalliance, that's okay.
Well, but like, in everything in life, if you don't get caught, it's okay. But he's just too stupid. Also, the big difference is that he was going after some young ho model on the boat. That girl wasn't the primary. Yeah. Dallas is the primary. And if Dallas says he don't want beets, you don't give him beets. And if he says he wants Hannah, you give him Hannah. And if he says he wants Hannah only job. Red M&Ms, yeah, you only give him red a Hannah job.
Well, I agree. And on top of that, also, that when they were like, Danny, you can't do that, he was like, but why? Like, but when we have a connection, I just don't get it. It's not fair. As, you know, if someone reprimands Hannah, I'm sure she'll be like, oh, I know, it's totally inappropriate. I'll have my fun, but I'll never do it again. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah, which she totally would do it again. And who wouldn't? I mean, look, that's a unicorn, the guy that came on this show.
He is rich, Kurt Warning Bill Rancic, okay?
Yeah. Why would you not jump on someone who could hand you the keys to the boat instead of the mop for it? You know what I mean?
The man, so wealthy, he doesn't have to put his ruined cell phone in a bowl of rice because he knows he'll just get another one.
Yeah, that's not just a fuck. That's a future husband.
So the next day, you know, Jason's talking about his cell phone again. This is clearly an important point because the producers, like, zoomed in on the phone. They highlighted it. They're talking about it again. Based on the previews, it looks like it has something to do with the iPad that Bugsy is showing. So this is something that's going to come back, okay? So Hannah is, like, taking the guests off the boat so that way Adam doesn't fuck up dinner, so we won't be distracted. And now they're all setting up for the white party. It's like balloons, stuff like that.
Bobby's like, Bobby. Of course, Bobby's the one helium. With his face sucking out the helium. Funny. So then the caption comes down. She's like, whoa, surprise, Adam. It's me, Captain Sandy. It's like, hey, Captain. So, killed any small animals today for fun?
No.
Good, good. So you're feeling okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I noticed you're on this list that there's at least two people who don't like seafood. What are you going to do, Adam? And he's like, give them an alternative. And she goes, all right, my job here is done.
And then they cut to Hannah taking a nap, basically, while Bugsy is preparing for the white party. And Bugsy's like, when I worked on a yacht and I was making a party for Saint-Tropez, we had ice sculptures craned onto the yacht. I never would have thought about taking a nap, but here's Hannah taking a nap, doing a white
when
party.
When I was Chief Stew, we did huge parties. We would bring in flowers and have people deliver in elephants. There was once a little person who put his ankle in his mouth and rolled down a hill into a fire. I'd never have time for a nap.
We put a whole spaceship on the yacht. Imagine that, a spaceship on a yacht. I didn't take a nap for that.
One time when I was Chief Stew, we had a primary who had a Christ complex. I literally found a way for him to walk on the water. On the water!
One time when I was a Chief Stew, we found a black hole on the yacht. It was a literal black hole, and if you went near it, you got sucked into it, and no one ever saw you again. I did not take a nap, not for one moment, while I decorated that black hole and made it look pretty.
Kate Middleton was on here when I was Chief Stew, and she was just a shop girl, and she said, Bugs, I'd love to marry a king. And I found her a king. That's what I do. I'm here to please you.
I could never have napped.
One time, when Kate Middleton came back, she brought her grands, you know, Queen Elizabeth. And Queen Elizabeth was like, this is such a fun yacht,
but I wish someone would create a story about my childhood. So I went and I wrote an entire play about Queen Elizabeth's childhood, and then guess what? I optioned it to Netflix, and there you have it, The Crown. And did I nap during any part of The Crown? No!
And Ashley from Southern Charm Savannah comes crawling up the side of the boat. Kate Middleton is mine! She's mine!
If I'd taken a nap, I never would have seen that crazy poor person climbing up the side of the boat.
So Bugsy and Adam. Adam's like, do-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Like, Adam, why are you in such a good mood? It's making me nervous.
Is that the Tonight Show theme? Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Here's Tuna Tartar.
Wait, Adam.
Adam, where is the not? Where's the substitute? It's on this other plate. Oh, great, great work.
Next time, put other plate on the list. My work here is done. So Adam dances to the counter and he's like, "I'm taking Malia on a date, and possibly Ed McMahon if he'll return my calls." So,
we're on a star search, if you know what I'm saying.
White party! Dun, 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 dun. So everybody comes, and a guest is like, Hannah, this is fantastic! And I was like, thanks! She just woke up and didn't do any of
it. Yeah, yeah. Jason's like, wow, all the details of this party are great. Like, the columns, you guys really kid it. And then Hannah's like, well, you know, we want our guests to always have a spectacular time. And I did it all, not myself. There you go.
Listen, if I've got any pride, I'll swallow. You know what I'm saying, Adam? He's like, yeah.
I like when he said that attention to detail, because he's like, you have balloons, but how you tied some of the balloons to the railings? I mean, wow.
Okay. Wow, what an eye you've got, buddy.
I mean, the glass beads on the table. Wow. Wow.
So Bugsy's like, oh, hello there, Adams. You've got some food ready. I don't know if they're ready. I don't know. And he's like, well, 9 o'clock is what I was told, and I'm very nice now, so I'm not calling anyone a whore. And she's like, oh, I'll see you. Nappy, nappy bedtime. Like, you two are ridiculous. And the editors are not helping, because they keep showing Hannah. They keep, like, they'll show Hannah leaning on something or smoking, but then they'll cut to her and she's holding 5 plates. I'm like, you're making it sound like she was never down there. Obviously, also, she went down there to get plates.
Well, also, we had a whole season last year where she was a totally responsible stew, so we're suddenly supposed to believe that she's not responsible. Like, we know what she's about, so.
Well, she says at one point in this episode with Lauren, because Lauren's like, I just like.
This happens later, it comes up shortly.
Okay,
because
I'll hold it.
Yeah, because the first scandal that happens at dinner is that Bugsy and Hannah come up with plates, and then Hannah's like, oh, Bugs, you didn't clear the plates? You didn't clear the plates? And Bugsy's like, oh, no. So they have to clear the plates, which is, you know, a huge scandal on this show and on Downton Abbey, to be honest. And then later on, like, it's like time for the next course, and Hannah turns to Bugsy and goes, you cleared the plates, yeah? Bugsy just gives you this look like, fuck you, of course
I know, because I'm not sure who to believe, because they keep showing, like, after that, they show Hannah and Lauren talking on the side, smoking, bitching about Bugsy,
while Bugsy's
and then they're
plates.
Showing Bugsy clear and deliver the plates, so that can't be editing, because they literally weren't helping her, or they would have been on, yeah, I don't know, it's weird, I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
But I did love that part, because Hannah's like, all right, we've delivered a couple plates. Lauren, you want to smoke?
Yes.
So they go smoke. And Lauren's like, you know what? It's really hard for me, because it's like having two chief stews, which she knows is going to set Hannah off.
Yeah.
So Hannah does. And I like that Hannah said, well, you know, it was my fault, because I gave her too much responsibility. Which is true, because Bugsy's like, I'll do it. And Hannah's like, all right, taking a nap.
Always counting
Bugs. 5 packs of cigarettes today, and I'm going to fuck a dude. I don't have to do shit.
Yes. So just prior to that, though, there was like, they're still serving the food. And I liked, for some reason, this cracked me up when they served some sort of beet dish. Oh, because for one of the meat replacements or the seafood replacements, instead of getting ahi tuna, people got beets. And this one guy goes, I've never had a beet before in my life. I'm like, sir, you're not
impressing
us.
Yeah, okay, Fauxhawk, please be quiet.
So then,
and then what did he say? He's like, oh, well, I wonder what they're going to do for green, because we've already had asparagus.
Searing commentary from the corner.
Yeah, from the Fauxhawk guy. Yeah, like, how about
Tom,
you just
over there.
Quiet down over there? Oh, yeah.
We already got green.
Never.
So, I don't know what we can do.
What is this, a beat? Never had a beat.
Never had a beat.
Yeah, that would never happen.
So then the big scandal is that the cougar who's into Bobby, she gets served something. There's like a pork thing or bacon, prosciutto or something, a pancetta. And she's like, I'm sorry, but I said no pork products. Thanks. So they have to like take it away. But apparently she never wrote it on her preference sheet that she didn't want pork, you know. So they bring her this new bowl of rice, like white rice. And she's like, could I just get a grilled chicken breast, please? Thanks. That's all. So they make
her. And then when she gets that, she's like, this is so salty, I can't even eat it. I'm like, that you're so salty, Bobby can't even eat you.
Ooh.
Like, what? You're going to get your dick taken away and just turn into a total nightmare?
Well, I like that Hannah gets mad at her. She's like, plastic fantastic. She's fucking dumb. She doesn't know how to fucking write. I'm like, ooh, there's that season one Hannah that we miss.
And Adam's like, she's ruining my redemption meal. And the captain's like, she's watching him, and she mouths to Bugs, is he okay? Have you seen him threaten any birds or small scurrying animal type things? Because that's a sign.
And Bugs just shrugs at her. She's like, I'm not getting involved in any of this anymore. Fuck all of you guys.
Yeah. So then after dinner, Jason wants a photo with Hannah, and they're like very, very chummy. And then he like goes into his room, and then she's like, oh, Jason. And then she runs. She like scurries across the boat, and then we see a door close, and we hear a...
Yeah, he's like... She goes, do you need assistance? Your assistance is so good. Ew. Hannah is not very subtle. Also, they showed her taking a shot, like as the scene started where they were all taking shots. They show her down a shot, and then she goes, does anyone want to do one of these shots? I heard they were good. Just heard. But I heard they were good.
I think they just showed us Hannah taking a shot.
Oh, so thoroughly entertaining. Love this show. I can't wait to see what happens next. So that's it for Below Deck Med. And since it's Wednesday, Ronnie, it's one of our favorite segments of the week. It's time for the Crappins Listener Spotlight.
Spotlight.
Okay, this week, oh wow, we've had a lot of these already. This one is going to be good old Colleen. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Oh, and before I launch sure into this, am. If you are new to the podcast, the Crappin' Spotlight is an opportunity for you to have a voice on Watch for Crappins. We turn over the podcast to our listeners, and for 2 minutes, you get to tell us about yourself and stuff like that. And if you want to get involved, you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins. And start donating at the Crappins mailbag level, if you wanna do it. So that's how you do it. And here is Miss Colleen.
Hey Ben and Ronnie, this is Colleen Landolt from Ashburn, Virginia, home of the very first of Monique's 5 homes.
Ooh,
yeah. I'd like to first start off by saying the Grand Dame of Great Falls is actually Ms. Linda Carter, the one and only Wonder Woman, in my opinion. Mills,
yes,
go ahead and look
girl,
that up
I love
if you'd
her.
Like. My Watch What Crappins journey actually began all the way back in 2005 when I began reading Ben's Big Brother 6 recaps, and I remember thinking that I had finally found my people.
Wow.
So naturally, as one does, I stalked Ben on MySpace and tried sliding right into his DM.
Oh.
And despite my horrible gaydar and probably psychopathic behavior, Ben actually took the time out of his day to respond and couldn't have been nicer as he politely rejected my advances. So a few years later, when Ronnie took over TVgasm, I was fully prepared to rebel and absolutely dislike him. But alas, Ronnie, you of course won me over with your wit and your charm. Be being around the same age as you guys, my favorite parts of the podcast are often not Bravo related. There's really no Empty Nest or Another World reference that is lost on me, and I kind of feel like it's our little in-joke. Mm-hmm. But on a serious note, which is not always easy for me, I wanted to let you guys know that you've gotten me through many dark times over the last few years. So don't ever underestimate what a simple laugh can do for someone who's going through a trying time. I am truly grateful for all of the content and joy that you've brought me and all of us in this wackadoo Watch What Crappens family. I wish you both tremendous success, but of course not quite enough that you ever get too big to continue this podcast. I really love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh,
Colleen.
Colleen, we love you. Colleen has been around for evs, and yeah. It feels like we know you in real life because we've known you on the internet for so long.
Yeah. Super cool to actually hear your voice, Colleen. And that was... so unbelievably sweet. I am always, every single time, I'm always flabbergasted when people, you know, like, tell us these ways that we don't even think about how we are, like, you know, affecting people, you know? Which sounds, I'm not trying to say it in a narcissistic way, like, look at the good we do. It's just shocking, because again, to me, it's just, I'm sitting here on Skype talking to you, Ronnie, just shooting the shit, you know? And it's always surprising to me how, like, you know, our silly shadiness, how it can really, you know, be, you know, helpful to people during serious times. And so we are really, I think we're really honored that we're able to help people through their dark times, etc. So,
man, Colleen, that was the sweetest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, sweetest fucking thing. To people who are new,
and to people who have been around forever, we know who you are. We've been reading your comments for years. We have always read our own comments. We don't have anybody helping with that stuff. So we've known you guys for years, too. And we fucking love hearing these. It's crazy to have like a voice and a story with Colleen.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And it's also super cool that we've already had 17 or 18 of these listener spotlights. And, you know, and there's still some more to come over the next few weeks. So super, super awesome stuff. I'm totally enamored with everyone. So
guys,
group hug. We're going to be back tomorrow for some Real Housewives of New York City. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? We're getting another episode tomorrow.
So excited.
Guys, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.